What up, everyone? Special episode tonight. I got a text from my dad about 2:30 in the afternoon saying one of my best friends that I haven't seen in how many years? A couple years? Been about 5 years since I've seen this buddy. And one of my best friends, David Woods, is going to join the pod. Here we go. I put the Ballers theme track for you, my man.
Ballers. It's a good show. Yeah, man, this is like you always wonder about your boys. Make sure y'all doing all right in life.
Hell yeah.
Matt Smith, he's probably my favorite white boy in life. All the way through.
I appreciate that.
All the way through. But if I don't see your dad this time, he's got to be next time.
You'll see him, bro.
I'm leaving at 2:30 in the morning, dude.
Tomorrow?
Next flight.
Oh, you're out?
Next flight. He's going to Miami, and I got to get into the airport, and I'm just going to take off from there.
Damn.
My job been pissed. I told him I was going to be back on Monday. Small white lies.
All right, that was a little intro. I had to put on the Ballers theme song because the man, the myth, the legend is here with us today. This motherfucker is one of my best friends. His dad and my dad were really good friends growing up. And it's been 5 years since we've seen each other.
At least.
You living in Colorado now?
Still, Greeley.
Greeley, Colorado? Personal trainer?
No, car sales.
Oh, that's right. But you used to be a personal trainer.
Used to do personal trainer thing.
Right, yeah. Right. And then, so a little background. Me and David, we basically played AU basketball our whole lives on the same team. Shout out KC 76ers.
KC Cubs, if he was there.
KC Cubs, before you even know if the Sixers.
If he was there.
Do you remember those days, man? My dad, we had a random-ass coach.
We had a black and gold throw.
We had the nastiest jerseys.
We was ringing them, though.
We were winning, and then it got so bad, my dad came out of the stands and was like, I'm coaching this shit.
Best move ever.
So he started coaching. We started recruiting better players, and then KC 76ers happened, and then we went to, what, two national tournaments? Vegas.
Stayed a few times.
We played in front of Krzyzewski. We've played in front of
Indiana.
Indiana's head coach, Mike Green. Who else? Tom Izzo was at one of our games.
Izzo.
Self was there. I mean, peeping in, checking out a couple games. Yeah, man. And I just want to say cheers. I'm gonna take a shot of Fireball. I haven't seen this man in forever.
I got a little beer going. But right here.
All right.
I don't know if he toot his own horn on his own podcast, but right here is one of the coldest shooters the game never got to see. You find him in the corner.
I was slow and white.
It was an awkward-looking jump shot, but when it was on, it was on.
I hit 11 threes in a game once.
I don't doubt that, dude.
Yeah.
Seven.
That was my favorite. Yeah, I was a one. I played basketball and golf, but I mean, your main sport was football.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I remember David also went to a different high school than me. If you guys, just a little background, Mill Valley and Piper, we were in the same kind of division, so we always used to play each other in football. We were the little better basketball school, but you were the better football school by far.
You remember the games that hurt him out there? We lost one bad
David,
one.
I remember seeing you probably fucking had 8 touchdowns one game. And you were We got you, though. We got you, though, my junior year.
I remember.
We had a good team.
Angelotti, they cheated.
Angelotti was nice.
I hit him
out of bounds. Yeah, you, like, popped out the ball. Like, it was, like, in overtime or some shit.
It was an incomplete pass.
That was the most insane game ever.
It was great, though.
Shout out Mike Simmons. Middle linebacker for Piper.
Yeah.
He's one of my buddies.
Battles.
Mike's like head of KC SWAT now. Like, he's killing it, man. Yeah,
I hope I don't run into him anytime soon.
Oh, man. I hang out with him all the time.
Well,
he loves you, dude.
I remember him on the streets. I'm like, Mike, it's me.
Yeah, Mike's super nice. Man. He doesn't really hate anyone. But yeah, man. So
Do you remember
Yeah, D Young? He's like 400 pounds, like working at a gas station. Last thing I heard from him.
I like Damian.
Yeah.
My boys. I remember Leo.
He was stupid.
Remember Leo?
Yeah. Leo's playing in Israel. Last thing overseas. I heard. That's what I heard, yeah.
If I was 6'9", I'd still play basketball.
God. He had so much freaking talent.
He was pretty good.
Oh, my God. He just had good. No work ethic.
He's pretty good. Yep.
Oh, my God. Give me that 6'9".
If I was 6'9", if I was
Big 6'4". Ass forehead. Give me that forehead. I'll take the forehead I'll if I can it. Play.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Man.
But, okay, so do you remember any, like, of your stats from high school, from football? I mean, come on. You were what? Come on. All your accolades.
I mean, it was quite a few. You know, I think I was All-State 4 years.
All-State all 4 years?
Yeah.
And you started varsity your freshman year?
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
Football and basketball, you know, but... Yeah, glory to God for the athletic ability.
Yeah.
You know.
Shout out your dad's genetics. And shout out
my old man, you know what I'm saying? He put me through the woods, make sure I was you know, ready to compete.
Your dad was a personal trainer and just one of the biggest human beings I've ever met.
He's still big.
Is he big he's still? Big. Is he still lifting? No,
he's still lifting. And we lifted this
Remember
morning.
Remember that? I think one time we saw him bench like 605.
I've seen him 605.
And the bar was like bending. Yeah, that was insane.
When you hit plates on the edge, it'll bend.
And he always talked about creatine. He was like, creatine's the best, man. That's all you need, baby. Creatine. He's like...
He still takes it.
He was training me for a while, and he's like, Matt, why the fuck aren't you getting bigger? He's like, what are you eating? What are you eating at home? And this is before I, like, you know... knew about basic nutrition and I was eating like shit and that's why I was a slow short white kid.
you're a product of your environment, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But I could tell you inherited that jumper from your old man.
Yeah,
Gary can pull it.
My dad did have a little jumper back in the day.
He always reminded me of Tom Izzo.
And, yeah, and he looks exactly like Tom too. Izzo.
As I got older, I was like, damn, he reminded me of Gary out there just barking at people.
Yeah, man. And I think I got my competitive edge from my dad.
Oh, your dad is the toughest motherfucker I've ever met.
Oh, dude. My God.
He's up there.
He got kicked out almost every fucking game.
I like that.
He got so pissed.
Hey, we played better when Coach Gary got teed up.
Oh, my gosh.
He always had to tell Zoe to make sure he got his french fries. He wouldn't make his free throws if he wouldn't have... french fries in.
Oh, man.
Anthony would check in the game, and he would never tell you who was coming in and out. You know how old
Anthony.
Was. And they could walk on the court.
Shout out, Anthony. I love that
guy. Hey, Morgan, congratulations on the marriage.
Oh, man. His mom.
Oh,
so
Tracy.
Great. So great.
I talked to Tracy. I talked to Ralph's mom, Vanessa.
Oh, Vanessa was great.
Rambo!
Those two Rambo. Together were insane.
And they was like hype men before hype men was a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Kept up. Y'all ain't playing sixer ball.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't playing sixer ball.
Like in warm-ups, we're doing layups. Y'all need to get your shit together. Y'all looking lazy out here.
They didn't let us slap. Driving all those miles like we had to perform.
I know, man. Every weekend, we were driving to Wichita, Hayes, fucking
Let me ask you
Independence.
This. Can I ask you a question on the pod?
Sure, man.
What is your favorite 76er memory?
Man, I mean, Tyler's game winner was up there. It gives me chills right
Tyler.
Now.
Tyler.
Yeah.
RIP, baby.
Shout out Tyler Freeling. One of the funniest dudes ever.
We was at UNLV.
God, yeah. We were playing on UNLV's court.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Vegas.
We was down by two, and we had the ball, and they were like, go for the win
or
go for the tie. Tyler was the only one. I think we all said go for the tie. Tyler was the only one that
go
for the win.
Give me the fucking ball.
So I don't know how the play broke down, but someone kicked it out to him. Sure as shit.
I think you drove, and then his guy collapsed on you, and then you kicked it to him, and then boom, pull. It was deep, too. It was a couple
feet
behind
corner.
The three.
Deep corner. But
I thought it was the wing. It was like right by the bench.
I remember that like it was yesterday.
Oh, my God. He was so fucking happy when he made that. Oh, man.
Hey, we miss you, though, Tyler.
Man, we played so good in that tournament, too. We were like 3-0. We beat Jim Jackson's team.
Yep.
Team Ohio. Do you remember what happened in that game? I came out, I hit the first four threes
in the game. I do remember
that.
We was in that side gym.
Yeah. We were in a side gym, and it's 12-0 because I hit four threes in a row. And my dad fucking takes me out, and I go, why the fuck did you take me out?
Yeah, I should get at it.
And he didn't fucking play me the rest of the game. I got the first 12 points.
Hey.
What is that?
He
didn't feel, I guess.
Your dad was a smart coach, and I never...
No, he wasn't. He was a terrible coach.
Hope you don't
he
hear
was
that.
Terrible. Oh, he's hey, listening to this.
He's listening. Hey, Gary, you always played me, so I always figured you was a great coach. I had no problems with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he loved you. You played every minute of every second.
I remember when I first came to the Cubs, and I remember the first thing it was, we was playing in this tournament, and you were like, we got to beat the Pistons.
Yeah, the Pistons. The Pistons they were like our arch rival.
And they were like, we got the guy that can break
Zach
the
Sheridan.
Press. Fuck that nigga.
Doug Houston.
Fuck both of them. They don't want to see me on court now. But either way, that first thing we went through.
Zach was nice.
He was nice. Good player. Nice kid.
Yeah.
You know, hard feelings.
Went to your high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
No, he didn't. He went to Rockhurst. He didn't go to
Rockhurst. That's right. He went to your middle school. And then rich boy transferred to Rockhurst.
Hey, do what you do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the he was a better shooter than you. I promise you that.
No, he wasn't. But he was like a little bit more athletic than me.
He was taller.
Taller.
But either
faster,
way, when we had it,
but
though,
not as a good shooter.
Going out in the Nationals, I was just like, our team came, man. We came from scrubs.
From the scrubs, dude.
To the Cubs, to the Sixers.
That's what was so special about our team, man. Like, we fucking grew up, and we are all fucking brothers, man.
I remember we all started driving, and it was the dopest. Remember we went to Vegas? We was all pushing the parents' whips and shit. I was just like, let's go.
I don't know if you were at this one, but maybe you were, like, busy doing something. But we were in Wichita, and we had Eli go buy us beer. We're, like, 16. But this guy, Eli is, like,
he looked
16
30.
Years old. He looked like he's a 30-year-old man. Big old dude. Played D-end.
Oh, he's huge. I remember.
Great football player. My cat's in my... Papa shot right now.
Don't do that.
Yeah, he like goes up, she goes up, and then just slides down. That's like a little miniature slide for her.
Yeah, that's crazy, you know. But no, I didn't. Yeah, there's a few I missed here.
Yeah, because I mean, you're doing your football thing too, you know, or like family stuff.
I remember all of that. Like it was.
So, anyways, tell me. All right, so what happened after high school? I mean, obviously, you're more focused on football, right? Where was your head at? Like, when you graduated high school.
Man, that's a story I'm going to keep off the record. I went to JUCO chasing some big booty girl.
Really?
Really.
You chased a girl?
That's why I went to JUCO.
You didn't have any offers?
I had offers, but...
What'd you have?
I had a full ride to Navy. I had a partial to KU.
What?
And then I had a partial to...
For football.
For football. No basketball. Which was a
surprise because you kind of stayed your height. I mean, you were...
I'm the same height as I was.
Yeah. Your height back in 8th grade is probably the same as now. Yeah.
You're just a
stocky point guard. I mean, if I could compare you to your game, it'd be like Sharon Collins.
I'm a rich man, Sharon Collins.
Sharon would fuck you up, bro.
I'm a rich man, Sharon Ty Lawson.
Ty Lawson.
Khalid El-Amin. Give me something, no. I was a football player, though, so
okay.
I made that decision back then to do that.
Yeah. I mean, by far, I mean, dude, you shined
in
football, man.
Holy shit.
Like, I love watching you guys play. I love talking shit to my team because my buddy's coming through our house tonight.
D-Wood's coming through.
Me and Duke would be like, D-Woods, better watch out. He's coming.
You know what number
8 touchdowns.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed all of that. All
right, so partial.
A lot of partials. So I went to Hutchinson.
I hate that shit, partial. I had partial, like, to small schools in basketball. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
And even looking back, I wouldn't do it a different way.
Really?
I went to Hutch.
Okay, so you went to Hutch.
I played 2 years there. My second year, I was second team All-American.
Yo, did you watch that fucking documentary?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know, Alvin,
Last Chance
You? Yeah, you know Alvin Kamara went to Hutch. And Cordero Patterson went to Hutch.
Alvin Kamara, the running back for the Saints?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Cordero Patterson, he played for Hutch.
Where's
too.
Cordell play?
Patriots now.
He was
a Raider. But either way, a lot of talent. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Punt returner, really.
Dude, those JUCO schools are no joke,
ballers.
Man. I know.
Ballers.
They're really good.
I play with a bunch of them.
Some of the best, actually, that just are kind of dumb and they just focus on sports.
Hey, I seen it.
So anyways, you went to Hutch. Why'd you go to Hutch? Did they offer you, I mean,
you just get a general scholarship, but I wanted
to get some exposure.
I wanted a full ride and I wanted to play D1.
All right, so how'd you do at Hutch?
You know, personally, I did great. The team wasn't good.
This is before that dope coach came in. The crazy coach came in. Yeah. Exactly. They were not good.
But my second year there...
Alex played at Hutch, right?
Alex who?
Angelotti.
Yeah, he did. But now he didn't play. He went. He didn't play, though.
Yeah, he got caught with a bunch of weed and then got arrested.
Yeah. That's the last time I've ever seen him.
Man, he was a good wide receiver, dude.
Yeah, nice guy,
too. He was one of our best friends, but man, yeah.
There's another story I can tell you about that.
Yeah, I think going to Hutch and hanging out with the wrong crowd fucked with him.
If you never went to JUCO, you have kids... Tell them don't go. You're gonna run into
JUCO's weird.
No, you're gonna run into some of the people you don't need to run into in life.
Especially like out in fucking the middle of nowhere, Hutchinson, Kansas.
Yeah,
like,
people ask me for heroin before a football game.
Oh my god.
I didn't know we could play football like that.
Jeez.
Serious, right?
Players.
So what? You know, just different life.
Yeah, no, I got you. I know. I
got out though, which is what I can say. A lot of people.
Okay. Don't. Yeah. So all right. Now after Hutch, what happens?
I went to University of Northern Colorado on a full ride there.
Northern Colorado. Shout out Northern Colorado. Full ride.
Go Bears! Yeah.
You got a full ride. Oh yeah. Nice.
Full ride there.
Where's Northern Colorado at?
Greeley, Colorado.
Greeley.
It's okay. 45 minutes north of Denver.
Out of Denver. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's their mascot?
Bears.
The Bears, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, real nice.
For some
nice
reason,
school.
I thought you went to Colorado State. I don't know why.
That close. They didn't offer the money. But it's like they end up.
Maybe you mentioned that to me once.
It was all about the money.
Yeah.
But I went there.
Northern Colorado, okay, how was that?
Terrible on the football
field. It sucked.
The team was terrible. So what happened
was. Oh, you guys sucked.
They were a Division II school. And the year I got there, they had been a Division I A school for 2 years.
So they just downgraded.
They upgraded, and their talent wasn't there yet. Like, they still had players.
Wait.
They were D2, and they went 1A.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So, they're, you know, a little rough on the talent, but even in the 2 years there.
So, that's got to be tough.
It was a little tough.
Who was in your conference or whatever?
Who did we play?
Who did you guys play?
Montana State.
Montana, okay.
North Dakota.
Boise State?
Cal Poly, no Boise.
No.
Sacramento State, Portland State. A lot of cool schools you could try. Idaho State. Nice conference you can play out of and all that, but I was just...
Yeah.
Our team was a little underdeveloped, but it was nice to just play. I started 2 years.
And you're running back.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot to mention your position.
All the way through.
He's a running back.
That's all I do.
Yeah, baby.
But it was nice, though, you know, 2 years.
Were you the best player on the team?
We had a couple nice players. We had a kid transferred in from Florida my senior year. What was his name? Brian Wagner. He backed up Tim Tebow. He was nice.
At Florida.
Yeah. Nice transfer in. But I led both of the years I was there, I led our team in rushing and touchdowns, which was something I always took pride in as a running
back. Fuck yeah, man. So, that's fucking awesome.
Even if, you know, we weren't putting up the W's, I was over 100 yards
a game.
Still
crushing.
And you know, it's a pride thing. If you ain't going to win, you got to go do what you got to do for you.
Sounds like they, like, kind of, like, workhorsed you.
Oh, man, that's running back's life. It's running back's life. Yeah. So, if you don't want to play running back, go play something else.
I know you love that shit, too. You love that fucking contact.
You get the ball. You hear your name all the time.
You were always... Like, dude, you... I mean, dude, to be honest with you, like, growing up, you kind of scared me. Like, we would be practicing, like, going at it.
You'd be,
like, getting rough with me. Like, yo, my dad's not a personal trainer. I don't lift weights every day. Like, chill out, Dave.
Everyone says
you were so strong, dude. Like, you were the strongest... dude I've ever met, like, growing up.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Shout out to the old man. He had me in the gym.
God.
But no, yeah.
I mean, when did you start lifting weights?
Probably around 14.
14? Yeah, okay.
Some healthy.
That's not
age.
That. That sounds about right.
Yeah. You know, my dad being a personal trainer.
But I remember
you,
like, in seventh grade just being like,
we was monsters.
The jackedest dude in the gym.
We was monsters.
But like, everyone was like, who the fuck is this kid?
That kid.
Yeah. And then your dad would walk in, like, oh,
that's
shit.
That's his dad.
With his creatine in his Gatorade bottle.
Yeah. That's all he lived on.
Got in three workouts this morning. Where are you at, little boy?
You seen it.
Where are you at?
You know him.
So,
he's the same guy.
So your dad, all right, so your family's originally from Bahamas, right?
My dad's family is from
the
Bahamas.
Dad's from the Bahamas.
My mom's from Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
They met in Oklahoma in college.
Okay, so tell me about that.
I don't know much. I wasn't there. But all I know is that's when they kind of
started. Your parents.
So my parents, my dad came over on a track scholarship from Nassau, Bahamas.
That's right, track. He your family's my, big in track.
Big. My dad and brother were.
What did your dad do in track?
He was on the sprints. He was on the 100, The 4x1.
Oh, so he was. This is before he got huge.
Just before he got huge.
Yeah. He was just fucking quick.
He changed. He changed his body.
Super fast.
Bodybuilding.
Yeah, yeah.
But he came over on a track scholarship. Met my mom in college.
Where the scholarship?
Langston, Oklahoma.
Langston? Is that the college?
Yeah, it's a HBC in Oklahoma.
Weird. I wonder, like, who was recruiting out of Langston in the Bahamas? Like, who the fuck?
My dad went to college when he was 24.
Oh, no shit.
I was like, what the hell? So, but, you know.
The hell's going on then?
Gifted athlete. Times were different.
Nice. And your mom's from Oklahoma? Or?
No, my mom's from Kansas City, Missouri.
And it's weird that she went to Langston.
She went to Langston. That's where they
met.
What
the hell?
And then they had my oldest brother, and then... The rest of this history.
Max.
Max. And then there's me.
I see Max all the time, by the way.
Tell me. I just seen him.
I love Max, man.
I just seen him. He DJs.
He'd be all over the place. He DJs all over town. Me and Duke see him. We always go up to the booth. He always gets me in the booth.
Yep.
I shake up with him.
That's why I like
him. Oh, man, I love
him. Once you cool with my older brother, he cool with you all day.
Oh, yeah. And Max is like...
He's huge.
Man. He's a big guy. He's like 400 pounds.
He's huge. I tried to pick him up.
He's like the fattest DJ.
I couldn't do it.
Shout out, Max.
Hey, shout
He's
out.
He's doing work. He's spinning some tunes.
Get that workout plan for me, though.
Man. And that was another funny thing was, I mean, in high school, he wasn't that big. But he was still a big dude. And he was your fullback.
Oh, yeah.
Older brother fullback, younger brother backfield. Like, that shit was tight.
I'm telling you.
That was really cool. And, like, watching games with your dad was cool. Like, him picking, like, things out.
Probably some of my favorite football memories all the way through was my freshman year being 14. And my big bro was my fullback. And he was like, I got you. And I just, like...
Dude, that's so awesome.
Being 14 years old, playing with 18-year-old, 17-year-old, I was a little shook up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I knew what I was doing, but I was the moment. But, you know, that was one of the best memories football-wise after, playing in college.
Yeah, I can't imagine,
Just sharing the backfield with my brother Max, and then 2 years later getting to duel with Justin. That was fun, too.
Oh, yeah. All right, so tell me a little bit more about Justin. He got a scholarship to K-State, right?
He went to K-State.
What happened?
Little something happened.
He got a girl pregnant.
No, he had a kid before he went to high school. Before he went to college, he had a kid.
Okay.
My nephew's 12.
So he was at K-State. That was kind of an issue.
You know, a little bit of
issue.
Your
little brother played also running back.
Nick?
Yeah. Well, not Nick. No, Justin.
Justin, yep. Justin ended up playing.
You have three other brothers. Justin's the next one. Down from you.
Correct.
To my sister's age.
Yep.
2 years younger. Yep.
Marissa. I remember.
She's doing awesome, by the way.
She looks good.
She's crushing it, man.
Oh, man. I just remember just being that little girl that we were like, get the hell away.
I know. Remember, we used to fight all the time.
Oh, God. Y'all was at each other's
throats. God. Man. I look back at that, and that bothers me, man. Like, I don't know why we always fight. Maybe she just annoyed the shit out of me when I was young. Now we're just, like, awesome.
It's all good. She still live around here?
Yeah, man. She just moved into a house with her boyfriend, kind of out by, in the Prairie Village area.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways. What's up with Justin? Good. All right, back to Justin.
Back to Justin.
All right, Justin graduated.
Justin was the best football athlete in all our family.
I never got to see him play, dude.
You should've.
That's what everyone said, and I just didn't believe. I just didn't want to believe it. I was like, no.
I know the bar was high, but it's like.
I know.
Got to share the.
What is this? He's getting a ride to K-State? I was like, what?
I saw some this things on a football crushing. Field I had never seen.
Like, what could if you had to compare him to someone? Who could you compare him to?
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, that fast.
I mean, I'm talking.
Holy shit. And he did track, too. Right?
He did track.
Yeah,
he was 100 and 200
you did track
state
too.
Champion. But I wasn't.
He was 100 and 200 state champ?
2 years in a row. He beat Jake Sharp.
What?
Remember the captain with the KU?
Sharp?
White boy.
But Todd Reesing years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. My little brother smoked him in state.
What?
But just
100, 200 state champ.
Yep.
Junior, senior year.
Junior, senior year.
Wow. So, I didn't know that.
It was crazy.
That's dope.
It was crazy.
All right, so that obviously, like, everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah, this guy's, you know, he get the full ride, but, you know, he had a little hiccup here and there. He went to Pitt State.
What happened?
He went to Pitt State.
Do you want
to
be honest?
What happened? You want to be honest?
You don't have to tell. You don't have to say if you don't.
I'm not going to put his business out there.
All right, all right. Yeah, don't do it. So, but
transfer little, schools.
Little hiccup.
Little hiccup. It happens.
Old man, whoever coaches at K-State.
Snyder.
Yeah, old man, yeah. Snyder didn't like that.
He didn't like it.
he doesn't play games.
Not like that. He transferred to Pittsburgh State, though, after that. And they won a national championship.
Solid school. Oh, no shit.
He was on their national championship.
What? Like,
it was That's crazy. Sick. I was just like, dude, you won a national. So I was just like.
Does he got a dope ring?
Big ass ring.
Yeah?
Big ass ring.
Nice.
And think about it, too. Before he went to Pitt State, he went to Fort Scott.
Hell yeah.
And then they went to the national championship in JUCO, and they lost to Cam Newton in the championship game.
No shit. Where'd Cam play?
He played in, like, Pearl River, Mississippi or something like
that. Oh, okay. So, before Fort Hayes played that Cam squad?
Yep. In the JUCO national championship.
But wow.
Yeah. Shout out, little bro. He's the best football player.
So, what's
in the
he doing
family.
Now?
He works at FedEx. Oh yeah, he works at FedEx, raising his son, and
he's got the one son.
Yeah, just nice. Got the one son.
That's awesome. Next, I'd love to see him, man.
He's in the city.
He lives here.
Yeah, he lived right where I lived when I was a kid.
Nice. Your parents still live at the same house?
Same house.
Nice.
Looks a little different, a little upgrades.
Yeah.
Same place.
Gosh, shout out Porsche. When you said you were having dinner, I was like, I'm gonna come over.
Come on!
I wanted to come over.
Food was bomb. Food was way bomb.
Did you get some home cooking?
Oh yeah. Too much. I gotta.
What'd she cook?
What we have? We have steaks on the grill. She did some
nice,
some peppers, some other kind of shit, some potatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a spread.
Nice, man. But how long has it been since you've seen your parents?
Just Christmas, last Christmas.
Oh, okay.
I will see her.
Right on.
But yeah, the goal is to try to get here a little more often.
A little more often. I mean, did you drive or you flew?
I drove here. Yeah.
It's an 8-hour
drive. It sucks.
I know. I've made that drive so many times.
That way you can smoke. You know what I'm saying? But it was just one of the things.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes my drive a lot better.
Yeah. Are you just listening to music? What are you listening to in your drive?
Oh man, we went through everything. I went through a lot of Eminem because I was going back and forth on his
new
beat.
Shit?
Yeah, just seeing where he's at.
Oh my god.
Hey, you know, just keep it up.
Oh my god.
Whatever kept me going for 8 hours.
You might have put Machine Gun Kelly's career into the dumpster.
I don't know why he went there.
Holy shit.
I'm like, you want to go there?
He said some shit about Eminem's daughter.
You don't talk about people's family, man.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's
man.
Why Eminem released that shit.
That's one of my MOs.
There's this like 4-part interview on YouTube with Sway and Eminem.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I listen to it a
lot. I listen to Sway a lot, too.
Yeah, and he just
people
talks
come
about,
there and
like,
talk real to him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and he just talked about, like, why the fuck. Yeah, I did that. Like,
yeah.
Why I released whatever, but
somehow you're trying to get ratings. So.
Anyways, back to basketball. What was your fucking favorite memory of us? It's so hard, man.
There's
like,
a lot.
Collectively, like, my favorite memory is just our growing. Like
we grew, yeah.
I mean, what about that pump and run rent win?
That was fun. That was a
good
one.
That was a dope win.
The biggest one to me. It wasn't like
Morningstar.
It wasn't a game.
Tyrell Reed. Leo was on that squad. AJ was on that squad.
The biggest thing is, remember we used to play like
who was that other cat from Blue Valley or Shawnee Mission East who was super nice? White dude. Man. Anyways,
we'll
I forget his name.
Shout out to the
But man,
no,
we
man,
beat
it wasn't
their ass.
Like, it
we
wasn't
beat
like,
the shit out of this.
It was like the run. Oh, that dude Casey Crawford.
Casey Crawford, doesn't it?
Mobbed that
yeah,
man,
yeah.
He had none for it.
Bro, he was. I know.
No shout out
we
for him.
Beat,
no
shout out, Casey
shout
Crawford.
Out. You were booty.
Yo.
No, my favorite thing was just like
he ended up going to KU, and
no, he went to CU.
No.
He went to CU.
He came back to KU, I guess.
He must have transferred, but I watched him play at CU, and I was
because,
like, I used to tell people, I was like, I played against that cat. Garvin.
Yo, he got us back. We were in the intramurals.
Yeah.
Game to go to the championship to play in Allen Fieldhouse.
Uh-huh.
We have this dope-ass game. It was like, I'm crushing it. And then last second shot, Crawford gets one. Drains a three. I'm under the basket. I'm like, fuck, that's it.
Is it in?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can see.
Oh, man. It was so heartbreaking. It was like, we had such a good team. Our fraternity squad was so nice.
I did frat ball, or a little, yes, when I got out of college.
Oh, yeah, man.
But I remember when I was in JUCO, though.
Intramurals are fun.
You should have seen it, though. When I was in JUCO before I transferred, I didn't have a scholarship offer, and the basketball season was coming up. And the coach was like, what? He's like, I heard you used to play ball back in high school. And I was like, oh, yeah, I used to run and gun a little bit. He's like, come practice with us. He's like, make sure you stay in shape for football, wherever you transfer.
Right, right.
I used to run and play with our JUCO high school, or JUCO team was pretty good.
At Hutch, yeah.
That's
a good dude, play. Remember that cat from Sumner?
Yeah, Nolan Richardson, actually. You remember Nolan Richardson, the Arkansas basketball coach? His son went there and played. Like, it was nice. But it's like, I remember running with those dudes, and I was just like, you know what? I knew I was good at basketball.
You.
Yeah, round two.
You want a beer?
Yep.
I got you, buddy. Man, yeah. I mean, Those community colleges, shit.
It's a rough road, dude. It's way too rough.
I know. I feel for those guys.
I did it, man. Like I said, I feel so blessed to say I made it out. You know, had an offer when I left. But it's like you blow a knee out, you fail out, you
right.
knock a girl up. You know, right. you're going to do something.
Your life's fucked.
Those towns aren't made for you to thrive. It's like you're going to go there and fuck something up.
Right.
That's what's going to happen. But I feel good I got up out of there.
Nice, man. Good stuff. All right, so, but you didn't tell me your best memory. What was your favorite growing up playing ball together?
Oh, okay. My favorite, honestly, was when we got our first fresh set of jerseys.
Oh, such a good memory. I still remember that.
We had the blocks on the side. We had red and white shorts. Woo! We had red and white tops. We had the bags. We had the over, like the warm-ups with the button-downs with your name
on it.
That's
right. That's right.
I'm telling you, we came in.
We had the shirts.
People was like, oh, that team for real.
Yeah.
But I remember because we used to have them scrubby, you know, flip-over, reversible, gold and black, whatever they were.
Oh, my God. They were so
wet. We were still hurting them with that, but it was just like, people were like, how are we getting ran by these kids with these shitty jerseys?
I know, right?
But when it came
down. It got serious.
Hey, do you remember doing all those fundraisers, though, like at the Royals games and all that shit?
My dad was on his hustle.
Oh, we was washing cars.
We had raffles.
We was washing cars.
We had car washes. Tickets. Selling candy.
Shout out, Gary.
Selling pizzas.
It wouldn't have been possible, dog.
Door-to-door sales.
I remember, though.
I was a door-to-door salesman at, like, 13 years old.
Hey, we got to get to Nationals. Can you help?
I remember, like, start of practice. Like, we'd all, like, huddle up, and you'd be so excited to tell us all your sales. You used to brag so much. You're like, yo,
I made
so much money today.
We going. All I wanted to do was go and ball with y'all.
I know, man. Yeah, we fucking did it.
All I remember, like, I just remember growing up with some people that, like, as you grow up in life, you don't have that many experiences to share that closeness.
I know, man.
You know, and it's like, I look at that picture over your shoulder, and it's like, that's a good chunk of them.
I know, man. Jason, that's why I keep that
Jason,
up there.
Jason Collette, Lorenzo Rice, Derek Sievers,
that picture,
Danny McAvoy,
every time,
Andrew Morgan. Y'all niggas all are.
Yeah. Every time I look at that picture, it makes me smile, man.
Hey, you know when the fucked up thing, remember when Anthony broke his arm at that one gym in Olathe when we were playing and I don't know where
anything. What was he doing?
He was just like, he fell backwards trying to catch him, so he broke his arm.
Oh no, I don't remember that.
I remember that. I was just like, damn.
Do you remember that brawl we got into with that?
Yes, with Mike at Charlie's Northwest. Fuck, Mike always getting us into shit.
And the Eagles that one
time. Yes.
Yeah, that was at JCGA.
Shout out Mike Garrison because he was the leader.
He was a tough motherfucker.
I like
dude.
Mike.
Yeah.
He didn't take no shit.
He got so much better like throughout the years. Like at first he sucked.
You remember when he.
And he like hated me because I was like, yo, you suck.
Yo, you suck.
I talk so much shit. Huh?
No, when Mike
getting
good.
Yeah.
I remember when we played Shawnee Mission Northwest my senior year. We played against Tyler.
He was the quarterback.
No. Basketball.
Oh, okay.
Our school played Shawnee Mission Northwest. I played against Mike and Tyler.
Yeah.
In the same game.
How weird was that?
No, it was great. Beat us by four. But I was just like, all game. I'm like, Tyler. And Tyler knew he couldn't guard me, but Tyler hit his shots. Mike killed us down low.
Yeah.
Mike killed us down low. And I was like, we're not going to win because y'all can't stop Mike.
I remember the greatest joy ever was beating Mill Valley in basketball. Like, just beating you was the greatest fucking thing ever. If you talking shit to me the whole game and I'm hitting threes in the corner, David, you don't want this.
I didn't guard
you. Don't want this.
I didn't guard.
Keep playing zone.
I remember
Keep playing zone.
I remember that.
You don't want to play zone.
I remember. I tried to tell my coach all week. And he's like, Smith is good, David, but he's not like you. I'm like, nah, coach, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I tried to warn him. I tried to warn him. I'm like, hey.
I don't.
Like, you seen Jack be on? I was like, don't let him be on. Like, you get him a couple good looks. I'm like, you're going to have a long night.
Man, that's one thing that frustrates me is, like, I don't think my AAU game transferred over to high school basketball. Like,
I didn't.
Yeah, like, I, me and you, dude, I know, David. Like, I, that's such a good.
Didn't.
Yeah, you weren't. I mean, I've seen you, I mean, you know, in some of these games at AAU, and you know, me, like, we fucking balled the fuck out, dude.
High school organized
and I
basketball
never felt
so
like
AAU.
I never felt like I got that
you
vibe
couldn't play
in
that way in your
yeah.
college or high school. No,
it was fucking weird.
Way different.
Your
dad was like, go win me some ball games.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, prepped us with the coaching. But it's like, you know, when you got talent, you just got to let talent go.
Right.
Just like,
right. Who's blowing you up?
This one chick, she went that dangling. I don't want that to be on the...
You got, it's on the pod. You got girls in KC now?
Still.
What's up with your love life?
There's none.
What up, girl?
Oh.
No, I'm coming to get you. Nah, I'm closer to where you are. I ran into one of my best friends from growing up. I'm coming to get you. You want, Matt Smith. He went to Piper. He had red hair.
It's strawberry blonde.
Whatever, dog. I'll be over there in a bit. Yep, he's good. Oh, you got time. I'll be there. All right. What?
Who's that?
Some girl went to school with.
High school?
Yeah. Keep a couple contacts like
Man.
That. Man. You should see Nick,
though. I think I remember you being, like, in seventh grade smashing out, and I was, like, jealous. I'm like, fuck, this guy's already getting laid. It's seventh
Started
grade.
Early. And, man, a shout-out way back, dog. Mike Garrison don't listen to this.
Shout-out Jenny Smith,
no,
my first girlfriend ever from
no.
Mill Valley.
Shout-out to fucking Mike Garrison's sister. Showed me a way.
Oh, man.
Back in the day, you remember them titties?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when he was in Memphis? That first Nationals?
Bro, yeah.
Yeah.
She showed up to Tyler's funeral and two kids.
I don't want it now, but I'm just saying I remember where
she
it started.
Looked, she was kind of big.
Yeah,
like,
it happens.
Looking a little rough.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
That's in the past, though.
Yeah.
But nah, yeah. I just remember this.
Remember that Jill girl with the red hair that you used to fuck with?
Yeah, I still talk to her.
Yeah. She was really cool to me.
She's still real cool.
Yeah.
Got a couple kids, so she has to run.
I believe it.
Ass like that.
Yo, Mill Valley was way wild. Way more wild than Piper, I feel like.
Just I didn't go to your school, but our school was, all these rich white kids running around with too much extra time.
No shit.
It was wilding. Just remember, I don't know, I thoroughly enjoyed it. But I remember, you know, the couple battles when we played basketball together. Because I knew, and I was just like, damn, people, they, no one knew you on the court like I did.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is my number two guard. It's like, I'm telling you. I told Jack, and I was like, Jack, I was like, I'm not guarding Matt. You are. I was like, you have to stay tight to
Jack
him. Jack didn't stay tight.
Jack
I was like,
guard me.
He got off on it. I remember, but it's like, dude, I kid you not, like, some of your shooting performances,
man.
Like, when you were dialed in, it's like, it looked like you were just staring into the ocean. I was like, he can shoot.
Yeah.
And that's a weird talent to have at a young age.
I know.
Don't develop it, but it's like,
well,
but it's like when you were young, dude. I was just like, dude, when Matt get his feet squared, and he get a chance maybe to spin it. Like, you know, he's gonna make it.
I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know. Like, I mean, every day, man, I was fucking shooting every day, putting up shots, man.
When I went to college, that's one thing I wanted to do.
Just like you, lifting your ass off and shit.
This one's for the fam.
Bam.
That's 20 years plus, man.
I know.
But no, dude, like I said, man, like just growing up, and just like my dad talked about your dad so much. He's like, oh, I remember when
they played softball.
They
played
softball,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
that's when I was just like, my dad was talking to me.
They said that we were in the crib together at the softball games.
Yeah, that's what they told
us.
And
we were born the same year, and like we were the same age.
I'm 32.
Yeah, well, I'm 31, so.
When you born?
86.
Yeah, so this was in, I was in July.
Okay, yeah.
So, November, yeah, that's right in there, 3 months apart.
Yeah, man.
But it's like my dad talked about your dad so much, and then when it came to fruition about when we were playing basketball together, it never stopped.
I thought it was so wild. And that's how we kind of just, like, our friendship started, too. Because we were just like, oh, okay, we're going to be friends.
We're going to be friends.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're
gonna,
man, like,
and this fucking dude is, like, insanely athletic. Like,
I've always felt so comfortable. Like, I could walk into your parents' front door and I don't think they'd trip.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
I don't think they would trip, all man. Day, like, man. I have a deep, deep affection for your parents because it's like... Man.
Remember playing slam ball on the trampoline?
Yep. Yep. We ain't got trampoline
God
no
damn,
more.
God damn, that scared the shit out of me.
The court's still out there.
You'd be like, rah! So aggressive. I'm like, nope, not jumping on this one. I get knocked off the tramp.
There's no tramp anymore. But the court still remains, man. If you ever want to get
it. Yeah, it's still out there?
The court's still out there.
What about cousin Jamal?
How's he's still here. I just saw him today.
How's he doing?
He's married. He's the branch manager of Community America.
Nice, man. Seven. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just saw him today. Family's doing good,
guy.
Man.
He is a good guy.
He is.
I remember you guys took him in when he wanted to move from the Bahamas.
So family does.
Younger. Yeah,
I had to share my room.
I thought that was
though.
Super nice.
I like him, man. He helped me grow up a lot. You know,
yeah.
When I was in high school.
He was always super funny, too. And, like, just, like, that Bahamas accent.
Oh,
like,
dude, just chill dude.
Yeah.
Chill dude. But, yeah, he's doing great. He's doing great. He got a cat, too. Named
nice.
Gus.
Right on, man. So, all right. So, after... Northern Colorado. How was that like? What was that like? Just like,
it was,
fuck.
It was a
I'm
struggle.
Done playing football.
Exactly. It
what
was,
was that
it
like?
Was a struggle.
It was? Like,
yeah,
how so?
You know, just try to
just
figure
mentally,
out,
like,
find out what you want to do in
yeah,
life.
Yeah, because, like, you've been thinking about football your whole fucking, you know, almost.
I was pretty good
yeah,
at it, you
for
know.
Like
I 10 thought
years,
I had, I
know?
Thought I had a future in it, but, you know, as you get a little older, you put things into perspective.
Is there any way, I mean, I don't even know if this crossed your mind, but like going to the combine. I mean,
oh,
you gotta
I worked
get invited
out.
To the combine.
I worked out.
Like, what's
we
going
had,
on
so
there?
Every if you have, if you're a D1 school, you're gonna have a pro day.
Okay.
And that's when them
scouts come in.
They're gonna come look at you.
Sure.
The way you make sure. I worked out for one of those. I went to CU's.
How'd you do?
I did
you
well.
Do?
You know,
you
what
did?
I'm saying the numbers I put up and everything like
you
that.
You felt good when you. When
I
you
felt
did?
Good.
Okay.
You know what? The weirdest, the best thing about that interview was I met with this dude. I don't even know if he still works there, but he was a recruiter for the Falcons.
Yeah.
And he was just talking to me after I did my Wonderlic test, you know, the little test
sure.
you gotta do.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just
Wonderlic's like a
it's
IQ
a mental
test, right?
It's yeah, very similar to yeah. a military kind of, but just see where your brain's at kind of test.
Sure.
And I scored well, everything was well, and he's like, you're a good football player. He's like, you love football still? And that was the first question he asked me. And I was just like, senior year in college, I was like, you know, I was like, I love that I'm done. And I was just like, he's like, you're not getting drafted.
Oh, my God.
He told
why
me
would you say that?
I didn't want to play no more.
You didn't want to go to the league?
No.
Oh,
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't have much to give. And then he told me.
What? Why not? What made you feel that way?
Just a long life of playing football.
Sure, sure.
And if you look at it, you know, the sex stories you see of people who make it from the small schools, it's a great story when they do. But it's just like, by the time I graduated college, I figured out that I was like, I have so much more mentally than I ever gave myself credit for. And, you know, there's other things in life that I could do to, you know, make money instead of using my body as
sure.
a tool.
Yeah.
And I was just, and I
God,
started,
dude,
I started,
I can't
to,
even imagine.
I started to feel the
all
effects.
All those fucking beatings you fucking
I started, by the time I graduated college, it kind of beat the love of football out of me. I was like, man. It's starting to take its toll. And I just kind of wise up on it. I missed the game. Like, if I could play tomorrow, I would.
Yeah.
But it's like,
yeah.
you know, it's
yeah.
not a young man's game, and it's not something you can do forever. But I cherish every moment that I was out there.
Hell yeah, man.
And I appreciate every, you know, opportunity it provided for me. It took me places I don't think I'd ever have gone.
Do you think you could have played in the league?
Honestly, yeah, I do.
Really?
I do. Honestly, I do. You know, you see dudes, you know, running backs as the
I
season
know,
gets
man.
Long.
I know.
You know, I think I would. I might have had.
You don't
had
think
what
your
took.
Height would have been a factor at
no,
all?
A lot of guys were around 5'8". I don't think
Sproles
it was that.
Sproles is like 5'8", right?
Maybe less. You
is
know,
that a little smaller.
I just knew, you know, and those guys as they get older, they start talking about retirement. It's because you get a chance to sit back and you get a chance to reflect.
Yeah.
And you see what it's doing to your body. and what you're taking away from your family. And, you know, and then when you talk about leaving college to go to professional to make money, your percentage is cut so short. And I was like, you know what? I got so many other things I could work on in life.
Sure, yeah.
And it's like, you know, running my head into a wall. It's been fun, but, you know, I feel very good about career. I feel very good about the career I put together.
That's cool. You know, That's cool.
I have no regrets. You left
it with a good feeling.
I have no regrets.
Hell yeah,
I have no regrets.
That's what's up. And that's kind of what it's all about, you know, like, you know, you're happy with it. Yeah.
You know, so you can look it up. I'm an All-American. Yeah. You know, you can look up school rushing records.
Four times.
You can see it. You know, what I've done is out there. And it's
Wait, what was the rushing record?
The rushing record. I don't know if I still own the Mill Valley.
High school?
The high school one anymore. Yeah. Like for the 4 years. 4 year
starter.
But the...
Four-time first-team All-American, first-time All-Conference in high school.
Yeah. But All-American when I was in college, like, that's one of those honors that it's like, if you can pull one of those off, you know.
For sure.
That's the one you wanted.
What do you think about Vontae Davis retiring at halftime?
I wouldn't have done it at that time, but, you know, when you're done with football, you're done with it. That's all I can say.
It kind of sounds like it's kind of an abrupt thing, like... That's what I'm getting lately. Like, with football, it's like...
When it happens...
You know that wide receiver from San Fran? He was just like, I'm out. I don't want to fucking do this shit anymore.
I mean, I never... I'm not the one that wants to cast judgment on people that retire. Mm-hmm. And when you do it, how you do it, whatever. But it's like, I already know for a fact that when you retire from football, you'll know when it's enough.
For sure.
These are the All-Americans that went to Hutch. So look at the list.
Oh yeah, Kamara.
He didn't make it to the league. He did though.
Oh yeah, Cordell Patterson. He plays on the Patriots.
And then little bit down the line. Alvin Kamara. Let's break it down.
Nice.
Cordell Patterson.
There you are.
And that meant something to me because we didn't win a game that year.
Yeah.
How do you go?
You didn't win one game?
Nope.
Damn.
How do you go? How do you play on an 0-11 team and get named to a second team All American? That was my moment of beast mode.
Oh fuck, man!
Probably one of my favorite years. But you know what I'm saying? Like, football is one of those things, a tool in life that shapes you. And if it's something that you truly are gifted to the
any type of sport, I mean,
anything, yeah, for sure,
shapes friendships. It shapes. Your life, your fucking work ethic.
Your character.
Yeah, your character by far.
Yeah.
But anyways, shout out KC76ers.
Man, we're going to put something together. Y'all better not bitch up and not answer.
We're going to do a reunion. We got to do a reunion for party,
Gary
man.
Smith.
For Gary, for my dad.
Hey, man, fuck that. You know what he meant to y'all. I know what he meant to me.
And, well, fuck, David. Thanks for fucking doing this with me, man.
I fucking love you. Appreciate you having me at my house.
I love you, bro.
You're my brother.
I'll always love you, man.
You're my brother.
All right, guys. And we are fucking out.
That was kind of fun. Nigga, I just want to sit down with all y'all and do this.
Fuck yeah,
like,
man.
It's so much
fun to do.
Anthony was there. I don't know what Steve was up to. Colette.
God, I know. If we could get the crew back to...
Before we saw too late, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the biggest thing I always feel bad about is we didn't get to do something for your dad. He deserves it. He's one of the more genuine characters I've ever met.